Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning, and things look and feel a little different. There's snow on the ground. I'm sorry, I didn't order it. I don't usually ask for it. But the other thing is, you know, as long as I didn't have to shovel it, it was okay that it was here. All right? But all of our Christmas decorations are down. I want to make sure I say thank you to everyone who helped us to do that. There was a small but mighty group yesterday morning, and then there was a group here on Friday. I also want to make sure I say thanks to Bob Vogler, who has helped us move all of the storage for the Christmas stuff from upstairs, where we have to go up and down the stairs all the time, to down here in what was the coat room. And so thanks to everyone. But we are now celebrating today the baptism of our Lord. Friday was Twelfth Night. It was the last day of our celebration of Christmas. Yesterday was the Epiphany. Today we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. And so it is good for us to be together. So glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're with us. If you're watching online, it is good for us to be together. I just have one brief announcement, and that is that Sunday, January 21st, third Sunday of the month, the youth group will be meeting at 6 o'clock, and I just want to start putting that on people's calendar. There are all sorts of other announcements in the bulletin, and I hope you read through that. But we have gathered this morning so we can be in worship. We have gathered this morning to give thanks and to celebrate Jesus' baptism. So let us begin our worship with our gathering song, Sing, Sing, Sing. Let us rise and sing together. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Holy God, creator of light and giver of goodness, your voice moves over the waters. Immerse us in your grace and transform us by your Spirit, that we may follow after your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first lesson this Sunday as we celebrate the baptism of our Lord comes from the book of Genesis, the first chapter. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson comes from the 19th chapter of the book of Acts. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark in the first chapter. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Now in those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of our Lord. The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite any children to come on forward. Good morning. There's a couple more coming from balcony. Morning. Did you have a nice Christmas? Did you guys have a nice Christmas? Yay. Were you so excited to go back to school? No. I always kind of was, but I was always kind of a weird kid, too, you know? Today we celebrate the baptism of our Lord, and we're here again by the baptismal font. It's one of my favorite places here in church, because it's the spot where I get to get people's heads wet. I get to rub their foreheads with oil. But more importantly, I get to bring them into God's family. And when Jesus was baptized, he was starting that with us and for us. All right? Jesus didn't really need to repent, right? He didn't sin, so he didn't have to say sorry for that, right? But he went into that baptism for you, and for me, and for all of them. Jesus wanted to show us what we can do, how we can live, where we can begin. But for me, the coolest thing that happened that day when Jesus was baptized was a voice came from heaven. "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Coolest thing. Jesus comes up out of the water and God tells him, "You're my Son. I love you, and with you I am pleased." And you know what? Every time I have done a baptism, while I've listened for that big booming voice, I haven't heard it. And yet I know that in each of those baptisms, in your baptism, God looked at you and said, you are my child. I love you, and with you I am well pleased. Because when you were baptized, you became part of God's family, right? We sang a song earlier this morning about being children of God. That's what we are. And Jesus made that possible. He made it possible by coming as a child. He made it possible by being baptized. He made it possible as he taught us and he lived for us and he suffered for us, he died for us, and he rose again for us. But I want you to remember that every time you wash your face, every time you take a shower or a bath, God is still looking down at you saying, you are my child. I love you. And with you, I am well pleased. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for your baptism. We thank you for showing us how we might become part of God's family. And oh, gracious and mighty God, we thank you for making us your children. We thank you for your love. And we ask you to walk with us from this place so we can share that love with other people. Thank you for today, Lord. Amen. Thanks for being here, everybody. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So today we're back at the beginning, all right? On Christmas Day, we heard from John's Gospel as John was talking about, in the beginning was the Word, that capital W Word. And John was showing us how that Word was with God and how that Word was God. How nothing came into being without that Word. On Christmas Day, I talked about incarnation, about God becoming us. And today we continue to talk about incarnation, but today we start in Genesis, at the very beginning. We hear that capital W Word as God proclaims, let there be light. And we see as from that formless void, light appears. It's awesome and inspiring. It can also be sometimes a little unsettling as we glimpse the power and the glory of God. As we watch God call forth light out of chaos and darkness, we catch a glimpse of our Savior and Lord. Now, we have heard St. John speak about Jesus as that Word who became flesh and lives among us, and we have beheld his glory. The Word who brought light, and knowing that that light no darkness ever will overcome. John talks about the Word who came to his own but was not recognized. Or no, this Word, Jesus, today in our gospel story, comes to the banks of the Jordan River and is baptized by John the Baptist. Jesus came to weird John at that river. And in that moment, Jesus changes everything. But before we get to that, I want to jump back to the creation first. Now, into that formless void with darkness covering the face of the deep, our God creates. The breath of God sweeps over the face of the waters. The presence of Father, Creator, is evident as that Word proclaims, let there be. First, there was light. And that light was the light of God's love for all creation. It is the light of Christ's presence in our lives that brings us comfort and peace. It is the light of life for all. But to continue today, I want us to read day two as well. Genesis continues and says, and God said, let there be a dome in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. So God made the dome and separated the waters that were under the dome from the waters that were above the dome. And it was so. God called the dome sky, and there was evening and there was morning the second day. So on that second day, the sky is stretched and separates the heavens from the rest of creation. In the way that the Hebrew people understood the creation, the sky existed to keep creation separate from God. The seas were eventually gathered, dry land appeared, all of those things happening within the confines of time and space that God created, when light was created and when that sky was stretched. This is why Jesus' baptism is so important for our salvation. As Jesus was coming up out of the waters of the Jordan, he saw the heavens torn apart. That which separates God from humanity is no longer a factor. Jesus truly is Emmanuel. That is God with us. We've just concluded celebrating Christmas and the incarnation of God. And so now we're beginning to understand God's love and what God is trying to do. God knows that left to ourselves, we are hopeless. No matter how merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love God is, we sin, we rebel, we imprison ourselves, we destroy our relationship with God. We are guilty, imprisoned by our passions and our weaknesses, and we cannot free ourselves. In the birth of Jesus, God took first steps to save us, to redeem us, and to make us family. At the baptism of Jesus, God tears the heavens apart. God is no longer separate from us. God does this in coming down as Jesus. God does this here at the baptism. You see, the birth in Bethlehem was just the beginning. Here in the baptism of our Lord is the start of the ministry where Jesus shows us what God is truly like in his living and teaching, in his helping and feeding, in his healing, in his suffering, in his dying and rising. Jesus shows us the selfless, extraordinary, extravagant and steadfast love of God for all people. The heavens are no longer a stopper. God is with us, and we can see God in and through Jesus our Lord. Now, the truth is that Jesus didn't need John's baptism. John the Baptist was preparing the way and calling for all of us to repentance. John was reminding the residents of Jerusalem and Judea, and also all of us, that we are guilty of sin, that we've destroyed our relationship with God. John was urging them and all of us to repentance. And then John was pointing to the one who will follow, the one who is to come, the Messiah, God's chosen, who will bring the Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus, while he was one of us, was no sinner. Jesus did not need to confess. Jesus did not need to repent or turn around, because Jesus was already walking in God's direction. Jesus was doing God's will. But Jesus knew then and still knows now that we need that repentance. We need the salvation that comes to us as we are baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus knew that we needed an example. Jesus knew that we needed to become family. So Jesus went to the Jordan and was baptized by John to begin his ministry and to then start our salvation, to begin showing us a new way to live and to start showing us what God is truly like. Now, as Jesus came up out of those waters, we already know that he saw the heavens torn apart. So that which separates God from creation is no longer an obstacle. But at that same time, the Holy Spirit, the one John the Baptist was pointing to and promising, descended like a dove on Jesus, and a voice, that powerful and awe-inspiring voice from God, said, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And so we come to our font, and to our baptisms. Our baptisms are all inspired by and beckoned by Jesus here at his baptism. We come as infants or adults, ready or not. And in this water, we are changed. Our sins are washed away. We die to our old sinful life. We are joined with Jesus in his death and in his resurrection. We are saved and redeemed. We are given a new life, a life to be lived, following Jesus as a child of God. Now, you may not have heard or still hear that thunderous voice from heaven, but here at the font, God says to each of us, "You are my child, my beloved, and with you I am well pleased." In that moment, at your baptism, you are claimed by God. In that moment, the Holy Spirit enters your life fully and completely. And in that moment, we now have something to hold on to, something we know, something we can count on. So at our baptism, and every day since, we begin our ministry following Jesus and trying to bring God's love wherever it is that we go. That's what we get to do because of God's love in Jesus and because of Jesus' willingness to be baptized for us all. So we go from here today knowing that nothing separates us from God. God wants to be with us, and no matter how good or how bad we behave, no matter anything, God is with us with nothing to hinder that relationship but us. So today we come to this table looking for the presence of our Savior in, with, and under this bread and wine. And we seek those great gifts of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. We look for those gifts that we need to carry God's goodness and love with us out into the world. Thanks be to God that we have all of this opportunity today, tomorrow, and always. And may we all go into this world with hope and peace, with love and courage, as we make God's vision for a world of care into our mission every day. Amen. Please rise. As we celebrate Jesus' baptism, let us remember and celebrate our baptism by joining together in the Apostles' Creed in order to confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Trusting in God's good news of great joy for all people, we offer our prayers for ourselves, our neighbors, and the world God loves. Humble the hearts of your faithful people that we seek to be servants of your gospel and witnesses to your mysteries. Give us boldness in faith that we make the good news of Christ's birth known to all people. Lord, in your mercy, nations shall come to your light and kings to your dawning. Remove corruption and fear from the hearts of leaders and authorities. Lead governments to expand policies and resources that care for all. Lord, in your mercy, defend the cause of all who are in need, all facing poverty, and all who are oppressed. Come quickly to those who feel that their lives and livelihoods are fragile. Give them strength and lead them forth with hope. Lord, in your mercy, God of all grace, there are so many people who need your healing presence. We pray for all who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. We also pray for these who are known to us, who need your wholeness and your health. We pray for Judith, Stephanie, Paul, Judy, Rhonda, and John. Lord, in your mercy. As the Magi offered gifts to the Christ child, empower us to give generously. Prosper the work of ministry partnerships in our community. Together, help us share what we have to ensure that our neighbors have enough food, resources, and opportunities. Lord, in your mercy. You have redeemed the lives of your faithful departed. Through the love of Christ, gather us into one body with them and reveal to us the mystery hidden for ages in the one who created all things. Lord, in your mercy, abide with us, O God of mercy, and receive our prayers according to your abundant grace. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you have a blessed week. Please stay warm, stay dry, stay safe. As you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision and our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
Darkest night.